This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. LANL official admits funding drives LANL cleanup. At a public meeting on Wednesday, a legacy waste cleanup program manager at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, resolved a long-time question. Does funding drive cleanup, or does cleanup priorities drive funding? Doug Hensey, a Department of Energy manager in the LANL Environmental Management Program, admitted that funding drives cleanup. After the admission, there were many questions about the funding mechanisms for LANL cleanup. Hensey explained DOE's complicated three-year budget cycle. He explained that LANL will soon submit its 2020 proposed budget to DOE, while at the same time LANL is waiting to learn the amount of funding it will receive from Congress through a continuing resolution. Wednesday's meeting was held by the New Mexico Environment Department as required by Section 8 of the 2016 consent order, which superseded the 2005 consent order for LANL cleanup. The DOE Environmental Management Los Alamos office made two presentations to a crowd of approximately 50 at the new Los Alamos County Council Chambers. Hensey presented information about the current cleanup budget of approximately $190 million. Arturo Duran, a LANL compliance and permitting manager, also with the DOE Environmental Management Office, gave a detailed presentation about what work was completed during fiscal year 2017, a period between October 1, 2016, to September 30, 2017. He also presented the fiscal year 2018 cleanup work that has been prioritized by the Environment Department, DOE, and LANL, and the future work targeted for fiscal years 2019 and 2020. 17 campaigns have been identified in the 2016 consent order. For fiscal year 2018, the number one campaign is the chromium plume in the regional drinking water aquifer below Mortandad Canyon, which borders Pueblo San Ildefonso. And number two is the RDX high explosive plume in the deep perched aquifer below Water Canyon near the Bandelier National Monument. Other campaigns include the submittal of the annual groundwater and soil and sediment reports to the Environment Department. Staff from the new cleanup contractor, Newport News Nuclear BWXT, Los Alamos LLC, were in the audience to quote-unquote get the lay of the land. They are putting together a public meeting in Los Alamos for early February to introduce themselves to the community. Upon learning about that meeting, CCNS's Joni Aaron suggested that they also set up meetings to introduce themselves in downwind and downstream communities such as Taos, Española, Santa Fe, and Albuquerque. DOE awarded the legacy waste contract to Newport News Nuclear in December. It has a total value of $1.4 billion for a performance period of 10 years. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.